Welcome on to Kaz Kuvadia, the Chief Executive at Business Unity South Africa. Zwelinzima Mavavi's members are wanting higher wages because inflation is real and they're seeing inflation baked into the system. Your members, Kaz Kuvadia, borrow money in order to invest and grow and hopefully to create jobs. They must be feeling the pinch a little bit now too.
Yeah, look, I mean, higher interest rates are a pinch on everybody. But the bottom line is that the cost to ordinary folk who don't have too many choices, the cost to them of high inflation is severe. And, the governor of the Reserve Bank cited a number of issues, including some of the global conditions and the ongoing impact of Ukraine on price of goods and services. Administered prices, the risk is on the high side in the short term. And all of those contribute to inflation going up. And the Reserve Bank's mandate, and I think correctly so, is to keep inflation in the range. And that's what he's trying to do. He's also made it very clear that the whole idea is to try and get back into the range, and he said sort of midway between in the range, not talking 2% in his statement today, midway to the range, and that then opens up the space for possibly lower interest rates. So I think that the Reserve Bank has been consistent in its approach. He is very clear that it's a data-driven approach, and that's what they try to do instead of speculation and instead of bowing to political pressure. And I think your previous speaker hit the nail on the head. It's not, if we want to control, to bring interest rates down, and if we want to ensure that inflation is lowered, we need to become more efficient in government. We need to create the environment for investment and growth. Borrowing costs go up, but right now, businesses are looking for opportunities to invest, and if they need to borrow money to invest, they'll do that. But let's create the opportunities to invest. Let's create that investment climate. And we, as BUSA, have indicated to governments four or five critical priority areas, and let's start working on them and implementing some stuff. And that then begins to flow through the economy and eventually flow through controlling inflation and therefore interest rates.
Kaz Kuvadia, thank you. Chief Executive at Business Unity South Africa. All good ideas. Absolutely. Everybody kind of on the same page, actually, weirdly enough. Zwelinzima Mavavi saying, you know, he would like a higher inflation target, and Gina Skuman warning against the wisdom of doing that, bearing in mind that many other emerging markets have inflation targets lower than ours. And just cast your mind back if you were fortunate enough to be around and have debt in 1999 when it really did feel like Armageddon. It felt people losing their homes, and you've got to make inflation short and sharp as it comes into the system. Beat it down with a big stick. That big stick is interest rates. It's horrible. It's painful. But what other tool is there? The other tool you've got, of course, is the ballot box, at which you can exercise your right for a better and more efficient government into the future. One that can generate electricity and that sort of stuff.